Hey, babe, it's Paige. I'm so grateful you're here. This podcast audience of awesome women is growing with every episode, and I'm dying to connect with you personally. So if you'd like to chat, text the word pivot to my new number, 213-325-4600. There you can enter your contact info and you'll immediately find helpful links for some one-on-one support in either getting organized or making your next pivot with confidence. Again, you can text the word pivot, P-I-V-O-T, to 213-325-4600. And that number will also be linked in all the show notes. Then we can start a conversation about how I can support you these days. I can't wait to talk to you soon and join forces because we are better together. Enjoy today's episode. Hey, I'm Paige Killian, founder and CEO of Everything with Style. I've built a business helping busy moms of littles get organized in three simple steps. Like many of my clients, I love being a mom, and I also desire more. If you've ever felt that stirring in your heart, that whisper or really loud voice that keeps you up at night, then you are in the right place because this is not a solo mission. Whether you're a little curious or totally ready to be a mom, boss, and use your God-given gifts to serve others, step into your calling, turn your passions into purpose, and still make it to the carpool line on time, then girlfriend, it's time to pivot. I've got you. Now let's get started. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode. If you joined me last week, you got to hear from the amazing Paul T. Newstrom. He talked about ways that he has pivoted in his life and his business. He was once upon a time a Yellow Page salesman. Remember those? Remember the Yellow Pages? Do you still get those? We still get a very small version of what it once was. But that was fun to have him come on and talk about. I mean, obviously, if you're, you know, back in the day, a Yellow Page salesman, and then fast forward to 2024, and so many contacts are digital. They're either on your phone or your laptop, and you're able to find them in different ways. Of course, you would have to pivot. So one of the things that he brought up near the end of our conversation that inspired today's conversation is talking about visualization. And that was something that was really important for him, and it pulled him through a lot of difficult times. And just being able to visualize that God had a plan for his life, there was something to come, and just being able to focus and see things that maybe other people couldn't see for him. And then he actually brought up the example of sort of getting like this vision, just something that he felt like God was putting it on his heart, but he was also kind of like, is it just a me thing? Am I just dreaming this up? Is this wild and crazy? Is it way too over the top? And he talked about this example with his coaching clients being on a Learjet and actually taking a jet to a cool, fun location for a couple of days and staying there at a retreat and doing some coaching there with his business. And he had sort of that came to him, and then he put it out there, and then he ended up taking it down because he was like, oh, maybe this is like overstepping. Like maybe this is coming on a little strong. And then wildly enough, after he had sort of had this vision and had this like visualization exercise that he was doing and just sort of envisioning how this might go for his clients, he ended up getting in contact with somebody who was like, oh yeah, I actually like randomly got in contact with somebody, was rubbing elbows with somebody, having a conversation. I can't even remember how he said it. It was super nonchalant. And this guy was like, oh yeah, I actually charter Learjets. And he's like, wait, hold up. And he looked at a picture of some of the jets, or either he showed this guy a picture of a jet that he had in mind. And the guy was like, oh yeah, that looks just like our plane. That's what we charter. And we can take you wherever you want. Okay. That was such an exciting, fun thing for me to hear about, because I will have these visions of things that I want to create or things that I want to do. And sometimes when they come to me, I'm thinking like, this is crazy town. Like, am I really going to write a book? Am I really going to put this book out? Is it really going to hit bestseller? And I start wrapping my head around the possibility of that and praying and being like, God, is this something that you're putting on my heart? Is this something that you have in store for me? Is this of me or is this of you? Am I getting a little too out of my league here? Any of those things, I'm saying this stuff because I wonder if this has ever happened to you. Do you say any of that stuff? One of the things Paul actually mentioned is he was talking about how it's really important to not have that negative self-talk because we can tell ourselves things that are actually hurtful to our own dreams, our hopes, the possibility for the future. And what we don't want to do is play small or dim our light. Have you heard those things? I've mentioned them before, but maybe you've heard them too. We don't want to do that. Why? Why would we do that? You know, God has really big plans for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans for hope in a future. And so if that is the case, if you believe that, also you may be wrestling with the idea of that, but if you believe that, then why would he not want us to dream big and dream bigger? And so I was thinking about this idea of visualization, and I did mention on last week's episode, I actually told Paul in the end, I was like, I love that you brought up visualization. I actually have a chapter in my book about that too. And so as I was thinking about that, I was like, I don't know that I've actually shared that so much on the Time to Pivot podcast. This one, I know that I've shared it back in the day on the Moms Organization Motivation podcast. You can go back and maybe you've heard that before. But I wanted to talk about, for example, what I mentioned in my book when Michael Phelps came on the scene, and he was this amazing Olympic swimmer and he was winning medal after medal after medal. People were interviewing him and they were asking, how do you do this? And obviously there's a lot that goes into focusing on that and, you know, eating well and exercising and practicing. But one of the big things that he talked about in a lot of these interviews is that his coach would have him actually visualize getting in the water, looking ahead at where the end point was, and then visualizing himself swimming in this water, doing whatever it is, however many laps he needed to do, however many meters. I'm not a swimmer. I can't remember exactly what it is, but I think it's meters, right? You're swimming meters and laps and things in the pool. That sounds like I know what I'm talking about. Although I did just out myself, didn't I? And he basically just talked about not just seeing it in his head of him swimming, but also visualizing what happens if something were to go wrong. Because we know in life, we're going to encounter changes. We're going to encounter roadblocks. We're going to encounter things that we weren't expecting. And I always say, expect the unexpected, because you know that's going to happen. And then you'll be more prepared. You won't be like blindsided by stuff because you just think, if I'm going to expect things that I could not even imagine happening, then you're already sort of mentally in the right headspace to move through those things that come up. So if you've lived life on this planet for any time, you know that that's inevitable. We're going to encounter changes. We're going to encounter roadblocks. We're going to be on our way to doing something awesome. And then something's going to come up and derail us or threaten to derail us from that forward momentum, from that path that we feel like is super linear and a straight path that's not going to have any issues. We know that that's just not real life. So if we're being super honest about it, things are going to come up. And in order to prepare ourselves, visualization is a really great exercise for that. And so I remember hearing Michael Phelps talk about how he would not only visualize swimming those laps, but he would visualize what would happen if he maybe had an issue with a swim cap or his goggles, or if he breathed the wrong way and took in some water and maybe that made him choke, or any of these things that you can imagine might happen to a swimmer, even a professional swimmer who's in the Olympics. These things can still happen. Doesn't matter how much you prepare for them. Sometimes things can go wrong. And so I love when I'm thinking of something that might be a goal I want to set for myself before I even set this goal. I love visualizing what that could look like. And as I'm visualizing these things, I'm sort of asking myself, am I getting excited about this? Am I getting nervous about this? Am I feeling motivated to try this thing? Am I feeling ill-equipped? Is this of me? Is this of God? Am I getting this self-doubt coming in because I don't believe that I can do it, or I'm just, you know, anxious about it? Or am I getting this self-doubt because it's not in alignment right now with what God has planned for my life? All of that stuff. I just start questioning it from almost like an outsider's perspective, not even being me on a mission to get to this end goal, but more just asking yourself, like, you know, is this something that I can do? Is this something that I want to do? Is this something that really lights me up? Or maybe it's something that I've like seen somebody else do, and I really don't need to put myself in their shoes and try to do this thing that someone else has done if that's not really in line with what is meant for my life and my journey, whether that's personal or professional. So that in mind, I started thinking about what it must be like to be an Olympic swimmer and putting myself in that position where it feels like high stakes, really high stakes. You're not just in your backyard swimming laps because you'd like to be healthier. You're actually swimming laps because not only you and your life's work and things that you have really put into practice over the years have the potential to pay off, but you've also got the weight of a country on your shoulders because you want to win it for your country. I mean, those are pretty high stakes, I would say, not to mention the things that can come from that win. So as I'm saying these things, I would love for you to be thinking about this in whatever regards that are coming up for you, whatever thing that you're actually considering doing in your life right now. If you're in the middle of a pivot, if you are in a transitional time where you feel like I'm in one place and I'd like to be in a different place, or I'm questioning the place I'm in right now and I'm just wondering, is there more? Could there be? What might be possible if I started dreaming about that, if I let myself dream about that, and then took it a step further and actually visualized what that would look like, what that would feel like, what that could lead to, new opportunities and doors that might be open for me, for my family. Just be thinking about those things as you're going through life and tackling new challenges. And don't forget to visualize the possibilities of roadblocks, because we know that could happen. And again, you're going to be expecting the unexpected, so you're super prepared. You'll be like, oh, wow, this is something that I was not expecting to happen, but I expected that this would come up. And so I'm okay. I can handle this. I can do this because I didn't think it was going to be perfect. I didn't think it was going to be smooth sailing. If it is, congratulations, that's really exciting. But if it's not, that's okay. Because I know that I can pivot, I can work around these roadblocks, I can ask myself, do I still have that end goal in mind? Can I see it? Can I visualize that? Can I really imagine it happening? And can I not let myself, my self-doubt, my struggle, maybe some issues I've had in the past, come into that visualization and rear its ugly head and totally derail me from even setting a date on the calendar? I want you to be thinking about those things as you're preparing for your future, again, personally or professionally. Something that's been weighing on me a lot lately is how our mornings have gone. I feel like when the kids were really little, that was when I was also doing the Moms Organization Motivation podcast, I was a lot more hands-on in their morning routine. And we would set things up the night before or the week before, and we would be prepared. Now, in a lot of ways, we still do that. We lay our clothes out. We make sure we do our homework at night. We make sure when we get home from school that we set some things up, even not just wait to the last minute. We make sure we're brushing our teeth. We make sure we're saying our prayers or we're talking about what to expect the next day. So if there's any anxiety coming up for them, you know, if there's like a test or if somebody's going on stage for something at school or if there's an activity that they're going to be doing during or after school, are they prepared for that? Do we have, you know, backpacks properly packed for everything that they need? We really do still try to think about all those things and jump on getting as prepared as we can early so that there's no last minute stress. But lately, I am hating with a capital H how our mornings are going. They don't feel fun. They feel stressful. Kids are oversleeping. They're giving me a hard time now more so than they did before about staying up later. They're not disrespectful about it, but they're just like, can I just stay up a little later, Mom? Is it okay? I'm not really tired or I'm still hungry. Can I eat something else when it's like time to be getting in bed, brushing teeth and getting in bed? And I've been a little more relaxed because the kids are getting older. And I also think it's important for them in a lot of ways to call the shots because that increases their independence. But I'm not loving what ends up happening that next morning. And it's not that I don't like their behavior, which that's, I'm not totally great with their behavior, you know, just like oversleeping and kind of being grumpy pants about it and not getting up and not wanting to be as helpful or not wanting to do the things that we know we have to do that we've literally been doing our whole lives before we go to school. Like, this is not a surprise, kids. Like, this is what we've been doing for a while, right? Can you relate, parents? You hearing this? Is it falling on deaf ears or are you totally understand what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like it's changed as they've gotten older because I want to be more relaxed, but I'm finding that I'm going back to the possibility of this thing that my parents did with us when we were young to set us up for what consequences might look like if certain behaviors were the way that they were or what it might look like if things don't go down the way that we all agree when we're all in a good headspace, the way that they should. So my parents introduced us to a contract. And it was really like a binding contract that we each had to sign. We signed on the dotted line. We signed our lives away. Just kidding. We sat down with our parents and we said, this is something we need to do. So let's take morning routine, for example. We need to have a certain behavior. We need to have certain things done, checked off our list in order for our day to run smoothly. That's every kid, every parent in the world, you got to do that. Even if you're not a parent, you sort of have that idea of how you want your morning to go and how can you prepare for that. And if you're an adult, you know that there are going to be consequences if you decide not to shower the night before. And you just say, oh, I'm going to shower in the morning. And you really kind of pushed it to the limit. And you're like, I really can't even get away with wearing a hat. My hair's that dirty. I really need to make sure I'm washing my hair in the morning. Whatever your thing is. And then what happens if in that morning you oversleep or you don't hear your alarm or you accidentally set your alarm for PM instead of AM and so it doesn't go off. And then suddenly you find yourself unable to take that shower. Those are the types of consequences. Like, do you go to work late or do you go to work unshowered? Those are the types of consequences that you deal with as an adult sometimes. So I've been thinking a lot about talking to the kids about saying, let's visualize what it might look like to go through our morning and really our morning routine. I share this on the Mom Pod. Our morning routine actually starts at night. What are we doing at night to set ourselves up for the best chance of success in the morning? And while I do feel like we've got a pretty solid nighttime routine after school through the night, we've got a pretty solid routine, even including volleyball and baseball practices. And if there's any other things that come up, we've really found a good way of navigating that. Homework gets done, all that stuff. And so the morning is really where we need to do that visualization. And I would like to talk to my kids about doing this because I don't want to have that sole responsibility anymore. I don't want it just to be how I think it would be a great way for the morning to go. I want it to be a great way for the morning to go for the kids too. So I'm saying this to you today because I've been thinking about it a lot. And then this morning was sort of that straw that broke the camel's back kind of thing. And while I sent them off to school and we were on time In fact, we were a little early this morning, but we didn't have the best morning and everything, you know, it was fine. It's going to be fine when I pick him up from school today, but it still just didn't go right. And I didn't like my behavior. I felt like I raised my voice more than I wanted to. I felt like I got more frustrated than I wanted to. I'm also noticing that in my world right now, I have a lot of things that I'm working toward. And so I'm being a little more hands-off on things that I feel like the kids should be doing on their own right now versus following back up with them a couple extra times and being like, hey, do you need one more friendly reminder? Is your clock set for the right time? Or is your, you know what I'm saying? I'm noticing that there's a correlation between what's happening right now and the fact that I'm taking a little bit more on these days in my work professional life for what I typically do, or I should say than I typically do. So I'm saying that because that might be something that you're seeing a correlation between as well. Is there something going on in your life? Maybe you're taking on a little more than you usually do. Maybe this is resonating with you because you're finding that those things are creeping into other areas of your life and you're just not loving it. You're not super happy. You're not super satisfied with what's going on right now. And you feel like it's time for a change. Well, I encourage you to do some visualization. And that can be as simple as actually what I do whenever I have people come on. Like, for example, we just did this with my 4-day online organizing challenge. When I have people join me on the Zoom calls for that, or if I'm working with my one-on-one clients, whether it's to get organized in their space and we're doing a virtual organizing session, or we're doing a virtual thing where we're talking about setting and achieving goals that they have outside of organization. Maybe we are working together initially because we're getting organized in the space. And as they're getting their physical space organized, we start having conversations outside of that, things that they're wanting to do, places in their life where they're wanting to set other goals that they want to achieve and do that using my 3 E's philosophy in 3 simple steps. And so I'll take them through that visualization exercise a lot of times right out of the gate, because I don't just want them asking me that question and me being the accountability partner for them. And I'm just going on their vision or they're going on my vision for that. I want to make sure we're both on the same page and we're visualizing that together and how we're going to work together to make that happen. So I want you to think about this right now. Let's say you are wanting to get your space organized. So what might your entryway look like when you walk into your home? This is an exercise that we just did with the 4-day online organizing challenge. And it's really interesting because I'll have them start at the front door and enter through their house the way that a guest would and enter through their house the way that they do every day. So maybe you go in through the garage whenever it's you coming in and out, and then maybe you have a front door situation when you have formal guests or casual guests, but guests coming in and out, maybe they're not accessing your garage, for example. You may have two different ways that people enter your house. What does that look like? Is it different or is it the same experience when they come in? And are you happy with that? And how do you think that your guests feel when they enter your house? So let's say you're starting out the entryway and you're visualizing that space as you walk through your home, the way your guests would, and separately the way you would when you come in. Do you and all of your people that come home from school or work tend to just drop everything at the door, wherever that entry point is? Does everybody just drop their stuff down and then they leave it? Because either they get distracted and they want to go do something else. Maybe they need to use the restroom really quickly. Maybe they want to go get a snack. Maybe you're running in because you need to grab something and everybody's going to get back in the car and you're going to go out to the next thing. Whatever the reason is, are people dropping stuff at the front door and they're just leaving it? Maybe they're doing that because it doesn't have a designated space to live in your home. Maybe they're doing that because you've set the example that when I come in, I just set my stuff down, but I expect everybody else to take their stuff and put it away, whether it's shoes, backpacks, purses, anything. Do they just drop their stuff there and walk away? And if they do, visualize, how does that make you feel in the moment? Now, conversely, you might actually love your entryway. This might actually be a really great setup. Maybe you have put some organization practices in place, some systems. Maybe you have some open baskets where people can drop shoes in, or maybe you have a rule about shoes don't even come in the house and you have a situation set up out in your garage or your front doorstep. Great. If you don't have that and you're feeling as you're visualizing that that needs to exist, then make sure when you're done with that visualization activity, you jot that down. You put that on your list to tackle. As you continue moving through your house, going from room to room, look around. What do you love? What is working? How do you feel? Are you feeling peaceful in one area? Are you feeling stressed out and overwhelmed and super annoyed because you don't like how that room makes you feel? You don't like how it looks in that room. What does that do to your body? What does that do to your mind? Can you visualize that space looking and feeling different so that when you go into your home, no matter what room you're in, you feel great. You feel happy. You feel like there are some systems put in place and some boundaries that exist. And you and all of the other people in your life know what to do in that space to keep it feeling that way. So like hanging up your clothes, maybe you have a bench or you have a table where you just throw stuff over it. It's kind of like the drop zone. It's kind of like the dead zone. And you maybe don't have those boundaries in place where you know, okay, if I'm going to set this down temporarily, I will, before the end of the night, go over there and grab that thing and put it away. So it's important to make sure you're talking to your family. It's important to make sure you're actually making these boundaries, setting these boundaries, making these agreements with yourself that you're going to do these things. And you're also going to be thinking about your future self and how she's going to thank you when you do these things so she doesn't have to do it later. Hey, quick reminder, you can now get my book in 4 different ways. Head over to Amazon and search up I've Got You Girlfriend. The subtitle is Why Getting Organized and Living This Mom Life is Not a Solo Mission. You can find it there on e-reader, that's through the Kindle app, paperback, hardcover, and the audiobook. So if you're enjoying this podcast, I have a feeling you may love the audiobook. Again, it's called I've Got You Girlfriend, Why Getting Organized and Living This Mom Life is Not a Solo Mission. Thanks so much for making it a bestseller, and back to the show. I have even talked to the kids a lot when it comes to laundry about a couple things that I really appreciate, which are when you take stuff off, before you throw it in the laundry, think about it. Can I wear this again? Did I just wear it for a couple of hours and I'm not stinky and sweaty? And I don't want to add extra work to my mom's load, laundry load. That feels like the right word to use. I don't want to add extra work for her. So I'm going to actually just hang this up, or I'm going to fold this up and put it back in my drawer. Is that something that you could do? Is that something you could talk to your kids about and say like, hey, can you just do a quick double check? So I've let the kids know, and I even tell myself this as well, that it's just really helpful if I can ask myself, or if they can ask themselves, could I get one more use out of this? And I'm not going to add it to the laundry. The next thing I ask the kids to consider, and I do this myself, is because I typically do all the laundry for everybody in my house. Now, yes, I will ask them to help out if they're around, but I usually do this a lot during the day when everybody's gone. And so that's why it falls on me, not because nobody wants to help, but just because it just happens that way. And so one of the things that I will ask them is when you're taking these clothes off before you drop it in the laundry, if you've decided it does need to be laundered, can you turn it right side out? So unless you're purposely turning it inside out because you want it to be gentler on the clothing, go ahead and make sure it is turned the right way. So like you don't have one sleeve that's in and one sleeve that's out, or socks that are crumpled up into a super tight ball where you don't even know if they're actually going to get fully cleaned, especially when we're talking about like sports and being outside and it getting dirty and, you know. So I've asked the kids, can you just be mindful when you go to throw stuff in the laundry that you're actually turning it right side out? So it's less work for me whenever I'm doing the work of four different people and a dog. And they're pretty good about that. I'll give them friendly reminders. I do give them friendly reminders all the time. But lately it has seemed like, and my husband's actually excellent at this, it has seemed like those things are actually happening. I remember even thinking, I need to let my husband know that on his board shorts, he has Velcro and he has like a string, you know, where he ties it. He ties like in a bow. And it makes me crazy when the Velcro is apart because it'll catch on a sock or it'll catch on a shirt. And when I go to pull it apart, it'll actually pull out the threading of that sock or it'll pull the threading. It'll mess stuff up. So I've said to him, if you think about it, when you take your board shorts off, will you just Velcro that back together? And then there's less of a chance of stuff getting messed up in the laundry. So it's little things like that. When you're doing these visualization practices, visualize that kind of stuff and then tell the people in your home that you would like them to do this too. Why? Because it's helpful. You're helping the other person. You're either doing this for yourself because you're helping your future self and she's going to be super thankful you did that, or other people in your family are helping you out. And that just makes for mom being less stressful and having to remind them to do the same thing over and over again. So consider this as you're visualizing whatever it is, whether it's laundry, whether it's your personal space, whether it's this big audacious goal that you're setting for yourself that you want to accomplish that has to do with you moving the needle forward a little bit further down the road to success in your business. Visualize the end goal, but visualize all those little steps along the way too that can help you, that can help make that happen. And that could also possibly come up and derail you from that forward momentum and knowing you might have to make a big pivot again. Maybe it's not even big, maybe it's little, but it's enough to kind of start to chip away at your self-doubt. Am I actually going to achieve this in my home, in my business, in my morning routine? Am I actually going to achieve this or is it a lost cause? Listen, whatever it is, it's not a lost cause. Whatever you're doing, whatever season in life you're in right now, it's not a lost cause. It's important. If it's coming up for you and it's on your mind and it's in your heart, it's not a lost cause. It's worth it to pursue that. Maybe you don't get all the way to the end for whatever reason. Maybe halfway through, you're like, oh, now I get it. I thought I was aiming for this thing, but it turns out I needed to get halfway down the line to get a little confidence in order to pivot and go to this thing, because now that's going to be the end goal. So you never know what life is going to bring, right? All we know is we're going to expect the unexpected. And you'll be more prepared to either get to that end goal or just to live your life knowing that you're going to be ready to switch gears if you need to along the way. Don't get so focused on that end goal that you forget to visualize the process, that you forget to visualize what that journey might look like for you, because you can learn lessons on that journey that might actually be the thing that you were supposed to do, the thing that you were supposed to learn, the thing that you were supposed to see the whole time. Maybe it wasn't even that end goal. It was that thing in the middle that's going to make you a stronger person. That's going to make you a person who feels more focused when you do figure out the right goals that you should be shooting for that are in alignment with what God has planned for you. And the reason I keep coming back to that, by the way, is because I've just learned that when you're doing things that are in alignment with what God has planned for you, He is going to bless that, bless your efforts, bless all those lessons you're learning along the way, exponentially. When you're not just focused on it for you, but you're focused on it on the whole for your family, for maybe somebody's life that you're wanting to impact, for maybe a ton of people's lives that you want to impact. When you're focusing on the end goal and you're focusing on the journey along the way, it's going to be blessed. And you're going to start looking around and you're going to be like, oh, okay, I get it now. I get that this was going to come up. I thought it might, or maybe you do feel a little blindsided and you didn't expect that thing, but you were trying to be prepared and you were like, okay, I know something's going to come up. And then suddenly you start to flex that muscle, the art of the pivot. You start to see, wait a second, I'm getting kind of good at this because life just threw another curveball and I didn't fall apart. Okay, you might get hurt. You might get hit with that curveball. But what do you know? I get to take a base now and it's okay. Sorry, we're just deep in baseball season right now. Sometimes the kids get hit and it does not feel great at the moment, but then suddenly you get to see them shake it off because they're trotting to first base, you know, like silver lining. Think about that. What's the silver lining when things come up and they threaten to derail you? Maybe that's what was supposed to happen all along to get you on first base so that you can end up getting all the way home and scoring for your team. Let's just take that metaphor all the way to the end, right? So one more time, if we go back to that example, the visualization of walking through our home, we're thinking about how those spaces make us feel. We're thinking about what it might feel like if we switch some things up, if we make some effort to change it and do a better job. And then think about the possibilities of how you might feel after that when you walk into that space. Or maybe your laundry situation is looking really good, or maybe that morning routine is looking really good because you put that practice in place and you communicated with everybody around you and you're like, okay, guys, it's like team effort time. Team effort, because it's not a solo mission. I'm going to remind you of that. And if, by the way, you're feeling like it is a solo mission, I just want to always say, you can talk to me. Go to page@everythingwithstyle.com and say, I need help with this pivot, or I hit a roadblock and I didn't do that visualization thing. And now I feel really blindsided and I am stuck. I don't know what to do next. I'm here for you. I would love to be here for you. I'd love to support you in that because I know what it feels like. I've definitely done both. Okay. So I've definitely done the planning and preparing to a T, to the death. Sometimes it's a little overkill how much I can prepare for something. And then I forget that middle part where I might get the roadblock coming up along the way and I didn't prepare for that. And then you just, it's like a punch to the gut. And you're like, man, I thought I had my eye on the prize so much. I thought I was so focused. And then I was really trying to double down because I really, really, really wanted to achieve that thing and it didn't work out. I've been on that side. And then I've also been on the other side where I've said, look, I say look to myself and I also say look to God. Look, if this is what's meant for me, if this is what's meant for my journey, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to do a really good job of staying as focused as I can, expecting that things will come up. Also knowing that mom life might interfere with business life. Also knowing that business stuff might make me feel like I'm kind of dropping the ball with the mom life stuff. Obviously, we're going to throw the marriage into that as well. Throw that into the equation. Like maybe you want to show up as a really stellar spouse and you could be dropping that ball whenever you're doing all these other things. But if you're going into it knowing I've set some awesome goals, I know the path to get there. I'm expecting the unexpected. I've done some really good visualization exercises. I've done the visualization so well that I've imagined the awesome results, but I've also visualized what it looks like moving toward that thing that I'm wanting to achieve, expecting that things are going to throw me off course. That is the better way to live. I'm just here to tell you it's the better way to live. And along the way, I am praying like crazy because I don't want my efforts to be in vain, not just for me personally as a human being, but I don't want my efforts to be in vain because I'm trying to push something, a narrative that's not what God has for me. Maybe there's some inner dialogue going on that is not, has never been on the plan, like the actual playbook, never even been in there. We're just feeling like, oh, this is the thing I'm supposed to do. And then you just hit the ground running and you're like, wait, Did I stop to ask myself, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? Did I communicate with my family? Did I communicate with my coworkers? Did I communicate with God? Am I just doing this solo because I think, oh, that's a good quick win, or that's a big audacious goal, and why not shoot for the moon? Those are great things. But just making sure you're doing it in a way that is realistic while you're dreaming big. It sort of is doing both. As my friend Kelly Mobeck would say, it's running plan A and running plan B at the same time, where you are focused on the outcome that you want to see happen. And at the same time, you're going to be really realistic in knowing that things are going to come up. And that's okay, because that's life. So hopefully in your next pivot, you can do some visualization. And you can do that visualization that is like the wowest, wowy moment possible, where it's like everything is lining up and it's so aligned and God is blessing it left and right. But also, let me not say but, let me say and. I'm trying to learn that lesson. And also, you're doing that visualization that is super based in reality, knowing that things could come up and it's okay, because you've expected the unexpected. So do that visualization. Reach out to me if I can support you in that. We can do some visualizing together in that specific area so you feel super supported. And also so I can be praying for you too. Because whatever it is that you've got on your heart, whatever it is that you're feeling called to do right now, I want to encourage you to do that. I think this world would be a much better place if we actually leaned into those things that we were feeling called to do. If we leaned in to those things that God is putting in our path and he's saying, just go for it. See what happens. I'm here. If you get all the way, great. That was the plan. If you don't worry. I'm here to carry you. I'm not going anywhere. So if you just need a human being to say those things to you too, I'm here to support you in that. Thanks so much for listening. Hopefully you guys will do some visualizing today. And if you need any help with that, reach out again at Paige@everythingwithstyle.com and I'll email you back. Have a great week and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Time to Pivot podcast. If it was helpful for you, I'd love for you to head over to Apple Podcasts, hit that 5th star and write a review. Want to book me to speak at your next event or work with me one-on-one to get clarity around your gifts, how to serve others, and go from stuck and stressed to focused and fulfilled? Reach out on the contact page at everythingwithstyle.com and connect with me on social at everythingwithstylemom. Thanks again for listening and sharing the podcast. And mom boss, remember this. Your gifts are meant to be shared. Don't keep them to yourself and stay in your comfort zone. This is your time to pivot.